Thank you for joining us this week for From Out of the City. Coming to you, as always, from www.cityoflegends.com. Sit back, relax, and join us. It's the weekend of March 10th, 2006. This is William DeVault coming to you from www.cityoflegends.com. This weekend show features two individual poetic works, The Resolve of an Earnest Lover Adrift and Matthew 10:14, as well as two complete cycles of poetry, Ronan in the Temple of Aphrodite and The Trinity Cycle. For more information on these works, you can drop by my website at www.cityoflegends.com, Author's Den at www.authorsden.com, and, of course, feel free to come by my blog anytime. A link to that is available at my website, and you'll pick up a few insights regarding these works, the selection process, and the actual meanings behind some of the more cryptic passages. So without any further ado, let's get to it, shall we? Have their time, and they soon pass their prime, like a vicar's oak plate, just begging for an offering. The coins we shall spend, we can't always defend, but if we hesitate, it is for naught we are hoarding. To the angels who bent to the words I have sent, I am both grateful and honored by your hours. For the sands will still flow, and this I well know, from memories both hateful and that have blossomed bright flowers. If this path shall be madness, I will walk it with gladness, accepting the cold and the rain as a challenge to my desires. And should the night prove dark, and the nightingale a lark, I will wear proudly the stain of an earnest lover's fires. The dust from my feet, falling back from whence it came, as I take my peace and shame every building, every street, for the sins of the indifferent. I'll not linger where there is no sense of welcome, no place by the fire to become my corner, the place I dare spend moments I can never repent. Show me to the gate, that I may now seek solace in dark and endless wilderness and a most uncertain fate. No trace or trail to show where I went. A Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite. A Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite, armed with memory to no avail, pale to the sunset, waking with the dawn to find gone are the reasons behind the quick blade and dance of pain. Can you kiss with conscience? Can you kiss with conscience, knowing you are treading on holy ground, where the sounds of martyrs still echo in the shallow graves, where masters and slaves met on equal terms, worms and sacrifices spread out on an altar to change themselves before it is too late? I see you in colors perfect. I see you in colors perfect, even though I know it is illusion and perfection is insurrection against the true nature of life. But whether you are lover or wife, sinner or saint, ashes or taint, you are what I would see through half-closed eyes that catch every nuance that I might recall you in the next world. I see you again. How ache my hands. How ache my hands to touch you, my arms to draw you near, to play champion to each challenge, and to steal away each tear in sacrifice at endless price. Shall I unleash the dragon? Shall I unleash the dragon that waits in floating sphere for word of your new bidding, for news that you're near, and wish his resurrection to fly with eager wings on winds of your desire to drink from hidden springs? Feed fire to the phoenix. Feed fire to the phoenix, for that is what he craves, storing heat for when he'll meet his end in blazing waves. Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite, reprise. A Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite hones his craft and with a laugh licks his wounds to fight another day. Subtext to a reflex of love is never wasted. Defeat is never tasted except a bite of bitter herbs, swallowed with regret, but motive to sweat and make sharper the edge, and watch the sedge to wither from the lake, so that he can retreat inland and wait out the winter queens, while he seeks his spring in a woman's kiss, and purpose for a life given more than once for an ungracious goddess, but with grace and no disgrace. He knows this space. He knows his place. The Trinity Cycle. Poem 1. Introduction. We are not legion or in twain, insensitive to pain, neatly trisected, directed to seek the paths red with our ascension. No mention of the Nosferatu, for he watches from the shadows. The dragon undead that fed hope when mortal courage failed. Legends paled by the memory of something warmer than mere friendship. A liar's slip of the tongue and suddenly the game is not so much fun. And though the rainbow waits in the meadows, many will not answer the thunder's call to dance among the daffodils. When I was a child, I dreamed in technicolor. And now I am grown. The colors are synesthetic. Rumpled browns and sharp yellows. Greens like silk and blues like the flavor of a forgotten kiss. Mist in the misty-eyed memories of 1,000 pages ago in the book left unwritten. A kitten roars in the jungle, and the masquerade, the charade, is unapparent. A parent grows childless, a lover goes hungry, and synthetic imitators fill our voids, taking transferred emotions greedily from a stolen cup, drinking up the wine of weariness, draining the kegs of hope, stealing the keys to the cellar, where Montresor has broken his chains, finally, and waits in the darkness behind the wall, masquerading as a door like none before. Poem 2. The Prismic Mirror. She held up a mirror to my lips to test for life. So near to death, so dear to death. Lover and friend, dreams without end. Stillborn in the marketplace, no trace of the unity. The community reveals itself like a swarm of locusts, spitting words of warning as the malign thrumming begins again, again, again. And we meet on a dark corner, under Brian's watchful eyes, under the most cunning lies I ever told. Gold and cracked alabaster. The master repents and runs to the edge of his sanity, the edge of his vanity, and throws off the dragon skin to sleep, to keep company with the rising force yet uncontained, yet to be stained with magic and the last drops of jasmine tea. Poem 3. The Actor's Path. Pacing, facing north, then south, then running in circles, light and angry, frustrated and calculated, harnessed as a battery to the poetry, anger and lust, the dust of a diamond, sprinkled in a first water baptism. The shallows of darkness, the movement in the trees, a disease, captured, tapped, fed the child's portion and made him drink the milk left over after a baby's nursing. Poem 4. The Dragon's Path. Crushed and crashed on a distant hill, slain by the hand of the actor in a moment of rare control. A soul harvested as if by an albino's sword, bored of pain. To gain altitude on crow-picked wings, the wind sings through the bare bones for nearly a score of years. No dragons, no legends, no love, no dreams, until forced by pain and providence, to imagine love in a friendly wink, to think of things once too painful to endure, to purify the site with desiccating beetles that turn to moths of the old order. One remains, one becomes none, becomes one, and dares to dream again. Poem 5, The Poet's Path. Gollum and Phoenix, soulless and reborn. A skin worn over an hollow frame, carrying a name left memory, a story told a second time, a crime committed in arrogance and ignorance, and a balance restored in the fires. The wires grow taut, and the walker realizes that half a heart is not the same as a third of a man. And the word is given. The one becomes three, then one again. Then, and only then, may we shift base and face the Aleph factor in our calculations. Poem 6, Dust from My Sandals. Even God grows weary, and we, far less than gods, even in our synergy, must turn a teary eye from the light imagined in the verdant tapestry and look for truth and beauty and creatures of legend that we do not have to assemble ourselves, for we are busy building a trinity, and there is no room for cardboard in the walls of the palace of the poets. The final poem, Fusion. We have begun a long and treacherous road. No illusions. We walk alone. But we will fail if we walk apart. Let the weak fall. Let the lovers call back some other time when their own crime is repented, relented, presented not with excuses, but bruises healing in the light of three become one. Become me. Against the odds. Against the gods. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining us here at From Out of the City. Please drop by www.cityoflegends.com to enjoy more of my works and links and entries by other poets. We appreciate your patronage and have a pleasant evening.